Mr. Sugden stepped back and slowly looked Billy up and down, his top lip curling.
Casper, you make me sick. Every lesson is the same old story.
Please, sir, I've no kit.
The boys tittered at his whip-dog whining impersonation.
Every lesson for 4 years, and in that time you have made no attempt whatsoever to get any kit. You've skived and scrounged and borrowed and begged. Why is it that everybody else can get some but you can't?
I don't know, sir. My mother won't buy me any. She says it's a waste of money, especially now that I'm leaving.
You haven't been leaving for 4 years, have you?
No, sir.
Then shut up, lad. Shut up before you drive me crackers.
The occasion was a dinner party with some friends down in Brighton. A vast quantity of wine had been consumed, and the atmosphere was, shall we say, lively. Round about midnight, those present settled on a short discussion on the merits of the new fridge which Kevin had bought. And then, by a series of turns, our rattled attention was given to a trip he was planning to Ireland. The juxtaposition of the two triggered a triumphal re-emergence of my fridge hitchhiking story, which I relayed to the guests via a long-winded collection of badly slurred words. Kevin's response was unambiguous.
Bollocks?
It's not bollocks, I countered. I had hoped this would see him off, but there was more.
Yeah, it is. Nobody could ever get a lift with a fridge.
They could in Ireland. It's a magical place.
Magical? Yeah, so's me arse.
I let the subject drop. Experience had taught me that someone mentioning how magical their arse was tended not to precede stimulating and considered debate.